This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An Army officer on the White House National Security Staff on Tuesday told the impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump that he was so concerned about Mr. Trump's request that Ukraine investigate his political opponent that he alerted his superiors. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who listened in on Trump's late July conversation with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, says he was concerned by the call. He did not think it was proper that the president demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen. The call is at the center of efforts by the majority Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to impeach Mr. Trump for asking Ukraine to investigate one of his chief rivals in the 2020 presidential election, former Vice President Joe Biden. At the same time, Mr. Trump temporarily held up $391 million in military aid and assistance to Ukraine. President Trump says he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of schedule, but he has not said he has not elaborated on the timing. The president's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, spoke today at a trade forum in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
One person who said to me that what the president's done on trade is perhaps one of the bravest things that he's done as president, because all of the costs of it, you know, the tariffs, the retaliation that people have put on, he's paid the price for during his presidency. But the benefit in terms of all the jobs now that are going to come back to America because of the different trade deals that we've made will probably happen, you know, to the people who are, you know, long beyond him.
Leaders of the world's two biggest economies are working to agree on a text for a phase one trade agreement announced by Mr. Trump on October 11th. The president says he hopes to sign the deal next month at a summit in Chile. More on this and other stories online at voanews.com. This is VOA.